Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The story of the Rwandan flight, the deportation of people from the United Kingdom to Rwanda is something that I can tell you I genuinely do not understand. Fortunately, we got connected to people who do. Tembisa Fikuda is a political analyst, is senior research fellow at AfroAge. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on this public holiday. What were you thinking?
Thank you for having me.
You know, I know that it's hard to say no to my producer, Senna, but sometimes just say no. I mean, it's minus 1 degrees on a public holiday, and Senna bullied you into talking to me. I have absolutely no doubt about that in my mind. You can tell me.
Well, I do wake up. I wake up at 5 o'clock every day, so I'm part of the 5 o'clock club.
The 5 a.m. club. All right, fine. Well, certainly here in studio, we're part of that club as well. All right. So give us some context. What is going on with this whole Rwanda UK story?
Well, it's mainly business for Rwanda. Rwanda has received the first installment of £120 million towards the administration of the refugees whenever they come. We know that the six that were supposed to be flown in on Tuesday somehow managed to remain in UK after they've lodged appeal in the courts that they are not willing to travel to Rwanda. And there's also been a public outcry because Rwanda is seen as the worst country because of its human rights record. And then that has given ammunition to the civil society there to stop them transferring the asylum seekers to that country. So it's business for Rwanda. And for the UK, of course, it's a sitting over of a problem, at least for a while. Because even though these people are going to be in Rwanda, they still remain the problem of UK according to the international law. But Rwanda's just doing the administration of on behalf of the UK. And this is the UK is not the first country, by the way. Australia is doing the same. But this business of administering the asylum seekers is becoming very popular. Turkey is doing something similar with the Syrians, having received millions of euros to prevent the Syrians from going.
So what does that mean? It means that asylum seekers are taken to another country to be managed through a process.
One reason. So it's mainly transferring that responsibility to another country. But at the same time, according to Boris Johnson, this is more of a punishment because he said those who are coming through the English Channel into the UK illegally, they risk being sent to Rwanda. In other words, you come to UK, you'll be sent to Rwanda as a punishment.
All right. So it's definitely got that angle to it. And why Rwanda specifically? Because they're looking for the funding.
Well, they're looking for the funding, but I'm not quite sure whether Rwanda signed for that because it's quite a bad statement to be made for a country that's into promotion of tourism and wanting people to visit that country. So this whole debacle has presented Rwanda as an unfriendly country, a country that is used to punish those that are trying to cross the English Channel illegally. So the image of Rwanda will certainly be dented by this particular episode.
Yeah, it's actually incredible that they've agreed to do this. The fact that it's Rwanda, that it's Africa, does that lend a racial tone to it?
Well, there's certainly racial undertones to it. But one wonders how did Rwanda agree to it? And if you really think hard, there are certain reasons why Rwanda has done this, other than money, of course. Rwanda is also looking at the possible skill pool, because the people who are going to be sent to Rwanda or refugees, all of us think of refugees as useless, burden to the state type of human beings, but most of them are actually quite educated. And Rwanda is in need of skilled people, and I think they were looking at this as that opportunity because these asylum seekers will be encouraged, in inverted commas, according to the deal, to stay in Uganda at least for 5 years before they're sent back to the UK. So during that time, Uganda hoped that these people could be coerced
Rwanda, not Uganda, right?
Rwanda, I'm so
right,
sorry.
Right. No,
Rwanda, these people can then be integrated into society. So that's what they're also hoping. But what the overall objective for Rwanda is, of course, business and food. Yeah, financial, definitely.
And how many people was this going to impact, or is this going to impact?
Well, the first group of people were, they were initially 8, and it was reduced to 6. And Tuesday, on the 11th hour, that whole flight to Rwanda was cancelled. So the initial batch of people who were supposed to be transferred over to Rwanda was 8 people. And we have since not have anyone.
It just seems bizarre. I mean, you'd think that the United Kingdom could find space for 6 people or 8 people. You know, there must be some space somewhere in that whole big island of theirs for 6 to 8 people.
Well, there are thousands of these people, but I think this was just to test the waters. And Rwanda was all prepared, of course, if you look at that facility they've built in Kigali.
Yes.
In preparation of receiving these people. It's quite a huge facility. I saw reports on Sky in terms there were some reporters that were sent into the facility to just do the checking and whether it was well prepared or not. So it looked like it's ready for housing hundreds of people. But I think this 8 was just to test the waters, but that didn't work.
Yeah, it's and in general, do we know where the refugees have come from?
The majority of them come from Afghanistan, we are told, hence the Arabic language prevalent in that new place that's been prepared in Rwanda. But the majority of them are Afghans who have crossed from Calais to Dover illegally, and those are the people that are going to be sent there. So those are the people that are going to be going there. And there are some groups of Yemeni as well. Who were also supposed to be transferred.
Yeah, and I see that one of the UK publications are leading with this headline, Rwanda deportation flights could be held up for a year by go-slow European judges as they plot their way through this. It's become a EU issue as well now, hasn't it?
It has become a EU issue, but also a UN issue, because the UN has also criticized this, arguing that this will set a very wrong precedence. And we're also told that Prince Charles is reportedly also against this move. So it's come back to backfire on Priti Patel, the Home Secretary of the UK in this regard. But importantly, it has backfired on Uganda, because Rwanda.
Rwanda, yeah.
Because Rwanda is now seen as this country where if you want to punish anyone who breaks the law, send them to Uganda, to Rwanda.
Yeah, it's almost going back to that whole Australian thing once again.
Yeah, unfortunate. I don't know what they were thinking, but I don't think they anticipated that it was going to backfire the way it did.
Yeah.
And they also thought that, you know, because of these anti-immigration sentiments and the Brexit, I think there was a thought, particularly from Priti Patel, who's been promoting this, that this was just going to be a smooth ride. But they didn't expect that they're going to have this backlash, particularly from the civil society.
Very, very bizarre story. I really just can't wrap my head around it. I hope that gives you, as it does give me, a little bit of further context. Tabisa Fukuda, political analyst, senior research fellow at AfroAid, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.